Welcome to Torata Podcast, an opportunity to reflect on tefillah, to learn its meaning, and for us to be inspired to new levels of motivation in our davening. Today we're going to be focused on the steps that we take, the physical steps that we take as we enter Shmona Esrei. Rav Schwab, in his Sefer on prayer, cites the pasuk, Kol tisa avon v'kach tov, may you forgive all iniquity and accept good, from Hosea 14:3. And he shares the Medrash Tanchuma on this pasuk. The Medrash Tanchuma reads, Amru Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael said, Ribono Shalola, Master of the Universe, Bizman shebeis hamigdash hayakayam, when the temple stood, Hayinu makrivim karban umiskaper, we would offer a karban and we would achieve atonement. V'achshav, and now, ein biyadenu ela tefillah. But today, all that we have is tefillah. What this means is, in the absence of animal sacrifices, in the absence of karbanos, tefillah itself is the karban. The root word of karban is karov, of close. What tefillah allows us is to become as close and as connected with Hashem in the most profound spiritual way. We have the opportunity to sacrifice ourselves as we move into the Shmona Esrei prayer. Rav Schwab, in his book, draws a parallel between the progression of the davening and the architecture of the Beis HaMikdash. Just as when one walks through the Beis HaMikdash, the area becomes progressively more holy, from the Chatzer to the Azara, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Holy of Holies, so too, as one progresses through the davening, the tefillos become more and more holy until we get to the Shmona Esrei. So, what Rav Schwab suggests is that before beginning the Shmona Esrei, we take three steps forward, symbolizing that we are leaving the mundane world and we are entering the world of the Kodesh HaKadoshim with our blood, with our dam, and our nefesh, our soul. And it is in this frame of mind, as we begin Shmona Esrei, that we give ourselves over completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a karban. And Rav Schwab beautifully states, just as a karban is bound, so too we place our feet together and we fold our hands as if to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am completely tied up, I cannot move anymore, and I offer myself completely to you as a karban. This is the mindset in which we enter Shmona Esrei, where we are leaving our mundane world, entering into the Holy of Holies, and journeying forward in our ever-growing connection to Hashem. Thank you for listening to Torata, and I look forward to continuing our tefillah journey together.